So the one final clinical thing I wanted to ask you about, you were talking about speed of response, but one question that started out with melanoma and always gets brought up, and no matter what cancer we're talking about, is the question of pseudoprogression. And I see actually at ESMO, you actually had a paper looking at that. What did you find?
Right. So this was getting back to the point before of, well, do you need to wait for the immune system to kick in order to call up whether or not a patient's benefiting or not? And what we'd seen across GI tumors in general is that pseudoprogression is just really not a phenomenon that we see. That when you see progression on an immunotherapy agent, it's real progression in GI. That this phenomenon of pseudoprogression, I think, is unfortunately, not as common as we had initially hoped or thought based on early data.
Well, one thing I have heard, though, as a clinical approach to this, it always made a lot of sense to me, and I don't know if you approach this the same way in colorectal cancer. I remember hearing it first in melanoma, is the idea that if you have a patient who's progressing radiologically but is clinically stable, that maybe you ought to not stop therapy and wait a while. And if the patient's feeling worse, getting bad, that's different. But if they feel fine, maybe don't stop it. Is that what you actually do?
Right. I think we do still give a little bit of leeway for some small progression, just like we would actually with many other therapies, whether it's a cytotoxic or immunotherapy. If the patient's doing okay, and even if there's a few millimeters growth here or there in some of the sites of disease, we'll kind of continue on with the idea that we're still getting some benefit. That likely next time we do the scan, that 2 millimeter change, maybe 5 millimeter, but that there's a sense that we're still deriving some clinical benefit that we shouldn't toss the agent aside too soon.